Hello everyone, my name's Lynn and I'd like to welcome you to the online service of Whitley Bay Baptist Church. Today we're going to be thinking about the Baptist missionaries, especially the ones we support in Chad. David and Lucy are going to share with us where they are at the moment, and Sarah Jane, Lucy's mum, will be sharing her reflections on what it's like to be the mum of a missionary. As we begin, I'm going to read a psalm, and in it the psalmist is longing to be in the house of God, the temple, the place where the Israelites met with God. Of course, we can meet with God anywhere because of the Holy Spirit, in our homes, at church, in the street, and as our missionaries do when they're abroad. But how good it is to meet together and to worship and have fellowship together. And so we're going to read Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favour on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. If you have a longing to come along to the church building, you're very welcome to join us at Park Avenue. The Sunday services start at 10 a.m. Or if you'd like to contact us, you can find out how to do that on the first page of the church website. Jenny, our BMS representative, has written the prayers for today. So let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that we can meet here together in Jesus' name. We lift our praises to you in the songs that we sing, the prayers that we bring, and the words of Scripture speaking to our hearts and minds. We praise you in the word of the psalmist. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait with expectation. We thank you for our Baptist Missionary Society and for all the work they do with the help of your Holy Spirit and in your name throughout this world. We thank you particularly for Brian and Jackie, Bethan and Gareth and their young family, and Mel and Tom and their young family, who have answered your call to serve at Guinebaugh 2 Hospital in Chad. We praise you that you have blessed and strengthened them in their service. We pray that you will continue to help them adapt to life and work there. We pray also for the nation of Chad, for wisdom and good governance from its leaders, and in the transition back to a democratic civilian government after all the recent unrest. We pray for all the patients and staff at Guinebaugh 2. We pray that everyone working there will be sustained by your love and encouraged to continue being shining lights for the extension of your kingdom. We pray for everyone who comes, often from long distances, to receive treatment and help. May they come to believe and understand all that Jesus has done for them and put their trust in you because of seeing your hands at work in that place. We remember too that Bethan works alongside Lucy and David, and we thank you for their work together with very vulnerable women, and especially for the resumption of the Women's Discipleship and Counselling course. We ask all this in the glorious name of our Lord Jesus, who taught us this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I'm going to hand over now to Lucy and David and Sarah Jane, and then the band will lead us in worship.
Hello, Whitley Bay Baptist Church. Thank you for continuing to stand with us in prayer. As many of you know, back in April, we left Chad at the advice of the British Embassy due to rebel fighting approaching Jemena. We're glad to report that Chad has returned to a level of relative stability, even though many are still unhappy with the current situation. It's still anybody's guess what will happen in the next 18-month transition period, but we really pray that this does begin the new chapter that everybody here in Chad is hoping for. Every time we come back here, it feels more and more like home, and for that we are really thankful.
Obviously, it was never anybody's plan for the entire Acacia team to be out of Chad for a 2-month period, but we recognise that God has been using this time to reveal to us areas in both the business and the ministry that we need to change. The business side of Acacia is currently entirely dependent on missionaries being in country, meaning absences like this one have a serious effect on the financial situation for those in the centre. Over the coming months, we're brainstorming as a team on how and what could change. Please pray that God would lead us in these decisions and that we do a good job of bringing the women on board.
So besides the 2 months worth of dust, roughly equivalent to 5 years of dust in the UK that greeted us on our return, we sadly returned to several difficult pastoral situations here too. There's been a need for discipline among some of the women, one of whom has responded really well to, and she's really impressed us with her maturity and genuine repentant heart. But another has been at the opposite end of the scale, creating a lot of tension in the group with accusations of lying and even telling others that she's going to take legal action against us. Every time we feel like we're getting into our stride, we find ourselves in unknown territory again. We trust God is growing us in wisdom and experience, and we really value your prayers, especially for Lucy, now the leader of this ministry, with much of the burden falling on her shoulders.
In the midst of all this, we just welcomed the first baby of our group of pregnant ladies this past week. She gave birth to a beautiful baby son, and he was a few weeks premature, but they both seem to be doing well at the minute. Please pray for good health, and particularly protection from any illnesses. The future of the relationship with the father of the child is also not clear, and we worry she could fall into a dangerous marriage with this man.
Finally, we eagerly await the return of the Shrub Souls in a few short weeks, and especially Bethan, which will hopefully enable Lucy and Bethan to start up the Rahab program again in September with a new group of women. In the meantime, Lucy continues to visit this group to chat with them and to pray. And we really value your continued prayers for the two of us over the coming months. There's never a dull moment in this ministry, and there's rarely a simple one either. The attacks and discouragements and temptations of the enemy are clear to see, both in the women's lives and in our own lives as well. So please pray that God continues to strengthen our relationship, that he brings key Chadians alongside to support us, and that he would send more workers to come here to Chad as well. If this could be you or someone that you know, please get in touch. We would love to hear from you. So thank you again so much for your prayers. We hope to see you in 2022. Have a great service.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jane. and I'm Lucy's mum. I've been asked to share with you a little of my experience of being the mum of a daughter called to mission overseas. I think the first thing I'd like to say is that God has been so faithful. He's given me his peace, his joy and his strength, and surrounded me with a wonderful group of praying friends. I belong to a great house group, and we meet regularly, although it's been via Zoom for the last 18 months, to pray for each other's family and any needs. I'm also part of a prayer quartet and meet with three amazing prayerful women who consistently and faithfully pray for my family and any needs or concerns or difficult incidents that might arise. I belong to a praying, caring church, and I'm so grateful to the fellowship for regularly praying for Lucy, David and Sophie, and some of them also support them financially. I'm also aware that all around the world there are folk praying for Lucy, David and Sophie and the mission work that they do. I'd known for many years that Lucy had the desire to serve God wherever he might send her, and I'd always had a sneaky feeling that that might be abroad. As a teenager, she took every opportunity to join in short-term mission trips, and that included 2 weeks in Bogota at Children's Vision International. At the age of 17, immediately after her A-levels, she travelled to Fort Worth, Texas, to spend a year with Normandale Baptist Church and served in a variety of ways with them, before moving to Belfast to start her theology degree at Queen's University. As a teenager, she'd felt a strong call from God to work with women involved in prostitution, and she knew that Belfast Bible College was where she should study. There she met David, and they got married in the summer following her graduation. They were both committed to serve God with their lives, and with the help of their local church, they started to seek God's next step. So it really came as no surprise when they told us that they felt God was calling them to Chad in Africa, working with the Acacia Project, a rehabilitation centre offering vulnerable women hope, healing and a future. I must admit, I wasn't even sure where Chad was then. So the first thing we did was get out a map and then look in at Google for all the facts about the country. It didn't make particularly comfortable reading, as Chad is the fourth poorest country in the world, where malaria, cholera, meningitis and malnutrition are big killers. Also, the terrorist group Boko Haram are known to be active there. But what did bring great comfort was that God wasn't sending Lucy out alone. He'd provided her with a wonderful husband who also had a heart for mission. God also gave me the faith to know that he would be with them and equip them and guide them, no matter how challenging and how far away Africa seemed to me. God's word says in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." I've certainly had plenty of requests to present to God since they moved to Chad in March 2019. And it hasn't been easy knowing how much they have given up and the very difficult challenges, both physical and spiritual, that they've had to face. But I can honestly say that God has guarded my heart with his peace most of the time. I'm learning gradually to default to prayer, not panic, and to focus on his truth and his promises. That's not to say that I haven't had a number of wobbles. Two particular incidents come to mind. Once was before they'd actually left for Chad. Lucy was explaining to me all the training that Mission Africa were providing for them prior to their departure. She let slip that they were about to do a survival training, which included how to cope in the event of kidnapping, and involved being blindfolded, bundled into a trunk, and then into the back of a car. I didn't really want to know about that one. The second was just after we'd heard the wonderful news that Lucy was pregnant. Two lovely folk from BMS World Mission came to church to talk about the work that BMS were doing to support the Guinea-Bissau 2 hospital in Chad. They shared how tough Chadian life was, and especially the drastic lack of health care, the very small number of doctors per population, the high infant mortality rate, and the prevalence of serious disease. That was hard to listen to, and not quite the conditions I would have chosen for my daughter's first pregnancy and first grandchild's early years. But yet again, God has provided, and it's been wonderful to hear how BMS support to Chad has grown, with increased provision for Guinea-Bissau 2 Hospital and three new missionary couples sent out in 2020-2021. Also, Lucy and David were able to return to the UK for Sophie's birth, and they got all the necessary health care for Sophie before returning to Chad. My husband Colin and I miss them dreadfully, even more so now that we have a gorgeous granddaughter. But the wonder of internet keeps us connected, despite a somewhat dodgy signal, and it's especially great to watch Sophie develop and being able to share storybooks and dances over FaceTime. We are immensely proud of them and their commitment, their perseverance, and their servant hearts. I'm so very grateful to God that he has his hand on them always. He hasn't promised that they won't have troubles, but he has promised never to leave them or forsake them. And he's provided many faithful friends and supporters who stand alongside them in prayer. I'm thankful to God for both my amazing daughters. Lucy and Emma both serve God in different ways, and I know I've been very blessed. God is good all the time. Thank you.
Rain in me.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope our time together has been a real blessing to you. So let's finish by saying the blessing together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.